Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, great score on John O'Connor from Long Road Distillers, man. That guy makes some great spirits. And if you get a chance to get down there on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids, check him out, Long Road Distillers.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Fabulous guy.
Those guys are doing some incredible work.
Yeah. Really good. In a lot of ways.
You know, the funny thing is I've always been a beer guy. Up until just, the last few years. I mean, I guess years ago I used to like martinis. I got back into martinis recently, but never really been much of a spirits guy. That would change your mind right there. That'll absolutely.
Incredibly smooth and just wonderful notes of different, that caraway and dill.
In the aquavit.
In that aquavit, you can just, it's in your nose before you ever take a sip of it, and then it just like confirms it.
Well, if you pour the glass too fast, it will be in your nose.
Well, but
I think that's why a lot of people don't like spirits, is so many of them have this harsh approach when you take a sip that it's like it bites you.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, it's smooth.
Yeah, and it was at room temperature. I mean, you put that a little bit colder, and it's even going to be more smooth. Yeah,
crazy good.
Crazy good. Want to talk a little bit about barbecue?
Let's do a summer party. You know, how do you prep for a summer party? Okay, you got the long road taken care of,
right?
And that's a really good idea for a summer party. But how about, what do you bring? You know, I just think about, I do so many big groups anymore. We have a big family, and we have a lot of people over, and it just seems like more and more there's all these events where the more you do grilling, and any people listening to the show are avid grillers, and they're, you know, very often they're tapped to take care of some of the grilling. So how do you prep? How do you figure out what you're going to serve to a bunch of people?
Well, there's a couple factors. What time are you going to be serving it? Is it a lunch or is it a dinner? Usually get a little heavier at dinner than you are at lunch. As far as the food, more proteins, heavier dishes. But also, how much time do you want to spend doing this? Because are you a servant to the party, or are you part of the party?
And see, I've taken a turn on that now after getting to know somebody from Italy fairly well and hearing how they do their meals over there. I've started going heavier on my bigger meals in the middle of the day. And like at night, I just do light stuff. So I think sometimes, especially for a party, you're going to do your bigger feeding at 2-3 o'clock. You know, if you're having a pool party or a backyard party barbecue, you're going to, very often seems like 2 or 3 o'clock tends to be the big feeding time for one reason or another. Everybody shows up at 1. So that's going to be your big long haul feast. What are you going to throw down? We always talk about butts and briskets, and forget all that stuff because that's a no-brainer. If you know how to do that, it's just fine. But how about something in bulk that you can do on the spot?
You know, the one thing that I've always enjoyed that if you've got a smoker out there is to put the chicken wings on, because they'll hold for an extra hour or two at a low temperature. It takes an hour and a half, 2 hours to get them done. But they'll hold if you're keeping that temperature around 2 to 220.
But here's the deal. Most people, I'm pretty sure, don't.
Have smokers?
I think most people have a grill, if
you're
they're
right.
lucky.
You're right.
So how do you help somebody out on a grill? I think something that you can do that you can grill quickly and that you can make up in advance and just bang through it is kind of the key. So I think of sliders. I think of skewered stuff. I did something really really cool for skewers this week. I did shrimp and asparagus skewers.
How do you skewer asparagus? I mean, literally, how did you do it?
Yeah, you just cut them up into like thirds and use the stalks and the heads, and you run the skewer right through it. It goes through beautifully, especially metal skewers, something real skinny and that won't give you slivers. But you marinate the asparagus and the shrimp in, like, I used garlic EVO, lemon, pepper, and sea salt. It's all there was to it, and really simple. Garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company. And did them all for about an hour or so in the fridge.
And lemon was like the juice of a lemon?
Yeah, just squeezed a bunch of lemon in there.
I didn't know if you said lemon, pepper, or lemon.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No, garlic oil, lemon, pepper, and sea salt. And I'm telling you, dude, it looked cool because the asparagus are in between the shrimp. So it gives you a green and a yellow.
Right.
So it's something kind of colorful. You could do red peppers in there too if you wanted to and really make it nice.
Yeah.
But this was, what a, and here's the deal. Asparagus and shrimp, very low calorie.
Sure.
So you're giving somebody a really nice skewer, and each skewer's got like 130 calories to it.
Well, and everybody likes shrimp. Not everybody likes asparagus, but most people do. But everybody likes shrimp, it seems. So that's a great one. You're going to be popular with everybody there.
You know what I've found is that people that think they don't like asparagus, when they eat it grilled, they love it.
Yeah, it does change the profile.
So it's very cool for a skewer. That's something you can do fast. Something else you can do are country ribs.
What are those?
It's really, your butcher makes them for you. It's really a pork shoulder that they slice into strips, but it's very inexpensive. You can do a lot of people. If you want to pre-bake some of them before you get there, so that you got your seasoning on them and you bake them for a couple hours and reduce the fats and tender them up, when you get there, you can throw them on the grill, grill them up, and then finish them off with some barbecue sauce. People love them. I mean, they're fantastic. Great protein. You've reduced the fat. And it tastes like a rib. I mean, it's really, really good meat.
But boneless.
Cheap.
Right.
Very cheap.
Right. You're looking at less than $1.50 a pound usually for pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Now, if you bought a whole shoulder, could you cut them up yourself?
Or why bother?
Yeah. Just let them get them
from the butcher. You just cut country ribs from your local butcher, and they come out really nicely. Another thing that's very cool to do that people sometimes overlook is cooler corn. You just boil a big 3 or 4 gallon pot of water. You get a big cooler. You strip all your corn down. You throw it in the cooler, and you pour that boiling hot water in the cooler. You shut the lid for 30 minutes. You're done making your corn. You're not throwing a bunch in a pot. You have a bunch in a cooler. The lid's shut. It cooks it right in the cooler. And then you're literally just pulling the corn on the cob right out of the cooler.
So it's shucked already.
I mean,
it's not in the not in the husks, but you've taken it off. And you're just putting it in there. What a great way, because I would imagine that stays hot in there too. So
it does.
You're serving over an hour or so,
it does.
It'll keep all that corn.
And
hot.
It's really hard to put cobs of corn in a pot and boil it, other than maybe 7 or 8 of them.
Right. Some people like to grill that, but the husks catch on fire. I mean, if you soak them in water, they're
it takes forever.
And then
it
eats
up all your grill space.
Right, and it's the mess. Once you serve one to somebody, they're pulling the thing and trying to get the corn soaked off.
And it's fun.
And
that's
stuff.
Okay. That's cool, too. But I'm talking about feeding a party, a big group.
Right.
So cooler corn, I think, is a really good one. And then if you're going to do burgers, steaks, things like that, you know, toppings, barbecue sauce, pesto sauce, horseradish cream sauce, or like a chimichurri is really great to put on your meat. So when you grill up a bunch and put it on a plate, you have something to top it off with.
Meat with sauce. That's man food. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man.
Real man's going to go down the long road, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in Lower Michigan, and a pretty good barbecue, too.
Yes, sir.
Today's Man Law, under no circumstances may two non-related men share a bed or anything which can be perceived as a mattress, period.
I'm in agreement on that one.
I don't want to hear any tranny talk.
Nope.
Okay. So, dude, we got a couple events coming up. Tales of Wagon Acres Hunting Preserve.
Oh, my
is
favorite
doing their,
event we do.
Yeah,
my
and I'm going to be gone that weekend, so
well,
you're going to have to
go
solo. Veterans Serving Veterans, the 11th Annual Disabled Vet Hunt, and they're including law enforcement now, too. It's the 11th Annual, and the date for this upcoming event is September 23rd through September 27th. They're actually running it for like 5 days, like a Thursday through a Monday or Tuesday. So September 23 through 27th, it's up in Marion, Michigan. Go to preservehunt.com and check them out, because it's really cool. If you're a veteran, they're going to take you bird hunting. If you're a disabled vet especially, they're going to take you hunting.
Yeah, same thing, Bob. Sobey Meats, our friends over there, are doing a Christmas in July next Saturday, 1 week from today, where they're going to be raising money for the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans. We'll be covering that next week.
But yeah.
You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. We got one more little tidbit for you, a little bit of volume on the grill. We'll be back.